Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Those Santa Ana winds strong in parts of Los Angeles again today, but they are expected to die down later this afternoon. The wildfires out there have killed 10 people and destroyed 10,000 structures. The Supreme Court last night denying Donald Trump's last-minute appeal for a delay, meaning he will be sentenced in his hush money conviction this morning, and on January 20th will become the first American president ever sentenced for a crime.
Despite repeated attempts to delay the sentencing, overnight the president-elect called the decision fair, but vowed to appeal his conviction.
I read it, and I thought it was a fair decision, actually. So I'll do my little thing tomorrow. They can have fun with their political opponent.
Trump faced up to 4 years in jail. Now he will face no real punishment at all. The judge has said he would impose an unconditional discharge. No jail time, no fine, no probation.
ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky, the Labor Department releasing December jobs numbers this morning. This is ABC News. More than a decade ago, two girls in Wisconsin, both 12 at the time, stabbed a classmate 19 times, saying they were trying to appease a character known as Slender Man. Now, Morgan Geiser, who put the whole plan together, is being released. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
At trial, Morgan was diagnosed with childhood schizophrenia and was found not guilty by reason of mental defect. She was sentenced to 40 years in a mental health facility. But yesterday, a judge ruling Morgan has responded to treatment and medication and is no longer a threat to herself or others.
The other girl, Anissa Weir, was released several years ago. The victim survived the attack. After involuntary manslaughter charges were dismissed against actor Alec Baldwin in the Rust movie shooting, he has now filed his own lawsuit. Baldwin is accusing prosecutors in New Mexico of mishandling evidence. And Uber is offering free rides to teenagers who fail their driving tests. They can now get 6 rides at up to $20 each. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, Saturday, January 11th, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center invites everyone out for a casual nature journal walk. This event is free and open to the public of all ages, and this casual walk will be led by master naturalist Jenny Beck with time for individual exploration. Registration is not required, and participants should bring their own journal supplies, though basic supplies can be provided upon request for those who don't have their own. They also ask that you please come prepared for winter weather, as they have snow on their trails. For any questions or further information, please call the Visitor Center front desk at 715-685-2662. Once again, that's happening tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 29270 County Highway G in Ashland. The law of the month is safe winter driving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Snow, sleet, and ice all make it harder to control and stop our vehicles. From October 2023 to May 2024, winter weather contributed to more than 11,000 crashes in Wisconsin, resulting in 9 fatalities and over 2,000 injuries. So here's what we need to do. Drive at a reasonable speed to prevent crashes. Give snowplows space to work. Those drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of roads across the state. The State Patrol recommends clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood, because snow and ice sliding off your roof and blowing off of your hood can be dangerous. And snow means slow. Allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed. Avoid sudden braking or steering. And don't be overconfident with four-wheel or all-wheel drive. And always avoid using cruise control in winter weather conditions.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks are on the road. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Then on Sunday in New York against the Knicks, Giannis Antetokounmpo leads the Eastern Conference with the highest average of points scored per game. Afterwards, you'll find Giannis every night sitting in front of his locker with ice bags on his knees and feet and a timer set for 20 minutes.
Except one. He's not going to be mad at me. Except one that Brooke took. I didn't like that one. But overall, I feel like we playing good basketball. We're finding open guys. And when we do that, we're very, very hard to beat.
NFL, the Packers in Philly Sunday to take on the Eagles. So how do you stop running back Saquon Barkley, who has rushed for over 2,000 yards this season?
He does a great job with vision to get guys, peeking in gaps they're not supposed to be and exploit that. And when he does, get into, open space, he can make a guy miss and take it to the house.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
More with Mike Clemens live coming up in just a few moments here. Girls basketball from last night. Butternut gets a nice win last night as they have a busy schedule, and they defeated LCO last night by a score of 60-29. Medford beats Northland Pines in girls action 64-26. Wintertop Flambeau 48-36. The Riblake girls beat Mellon 65-34. Barron a winner over Ashland 45-22. And the Phillips girls non-conference winning last night over Three Lakes 63-46. Mellon topped LCO in boys action last night 80-45. It was Flambeau a winner over Winter 77-32. And La Crosse Central beat Medford last night in boys action 41-22. Busy night tonight. The Park Falls campus hopping. Auburndale comes to town. Boys and girls. Girls will play at 5:30 and the boys will play at 7:15. So two games for the price of one tonight for the Shawamigan home schedule. The Phillips Logger Camp will be hopping. Newman Catholic's coming to town. A couple of JV games over in the middle school, a couple of varsity games in the high school gym, and we'll have both of those high school games for you. Girls at 5:45, varsity boys at 7:15, back-to-back with Jeff Hakenen tonight right here on 98Q. And the Butternut girls also will hit the road. They'll travel to Washburn for a contest tonight. Phillips wrestling team in action tomorrow at Cadott, and Team Seal Hockey will be in action tomorrow, traveling to take on Stevens Point Pacelli.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. A lot of people have a hard time finding fish right now. It's because during those winter months, those fish tend to get tightly grouped. But I've got a trick that'll help put you onto fish, and you'll get into some big schools. I'll tell you what it is, but first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Anglers have a hard time finding fish this time of year because the fish are tightly grouped. Sure, you can use a forward-facing sonar, but a lot of times if you're fishing for pike, if you're fishing for bass, if you're fishing for bluegills, these are fish that are not suspended, they're going to be in the vegetation or on the edge of that vegetation, very hard to find. So what you need is some underwater eyes, and that's what I use, the underwater viewing camera. There's a lot of different cameras available out there right now, so get one and use it when you have a hard time finding fish. What I'll do is I'll set up right on the edge of the vegetation, and I'll work along there with my camera, and sometimes I'll go a half an hour, 45 minutes, and never see a fish. And then all of a sudden, bingo, there they are, a big school of big sunfish, or some northern pike that are hanging right on the edge of that vegetation, waiting for a perch to swim out so they can grab it. I'll even get into the vegetation and I'll lower the camera into the stuff so I can find those big pockets of bluegills. Cameras right now work really well to find fish. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 4 above. Tomorrow, cloudy, 21 with some snow tomorrow night into Sunday. We could end up with a couple of inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
98 QP. always had an eye for things that glitter. But I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
we'll see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Yeah, yeah. I will see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again.
Oh. Carrie Underwood at 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson and I will delve into the gray area coming up in just a little bit. We're going to tell you who's going to win every single game this weekend, so you can just plan something else because we got it all figured out for you. Mike Clemens is joining us, our 98Q Sports reporter. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how we doing out there? We're ready for a little trip to Philadelphia, and those friendly, inviting Philadelphia fans will be there with open arms for you, Mike, right?
Yeah, and a handful of batteries.
And a man.
No, full of batteries.
Well, the big question, we got two quarterback issues this week. Jalen Hurts, concussion protocol. Jordan Love appears to still be having a little problem with that arm feeling numb and stuff. Both are having some issues, right?
Yeah, Eagles' Jalen Hurts suffered a concussion in a game back on December 22nd, so he's missed the last couple of games. He's in the last stages of the protocol, but he had a full practice a couple of days here this week. So he's going to be ready to go. Jordan Love, he's hit by number 99 the other day by the Chicago Bears, and his right elbow, his throwing arm, slams to the ground. And I said to him when we talked to him Wednesday, I said, was this essentially the funny bone? And he said, yep. And I said, and it wasn't funny, was it? Nope. But his hand went numb during the game. And so that's why they put in Malik Willis. Then later Malik on that big pass to Malik Heath for 41 yards. He jammed his thumb. So, you know, they were kind of in a pickle there toward the end of that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jordan then, actually, the hand came back. He was having some trouble with the pinky on Monday. After throwing some on Wednesday and after yesterday's practice, he admitted, when I whip it, you know, my elbow's still kind of sore. So he'll probably be playing with a sore elbow against the Eagles, but he's going to play. He's going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I mean, how bad is this receiver situation? Watson obviously was their number one. They say they didn't have a number one, but he was the number one. So, I mean, is it a pretty shallow field that we have here as far as receiving talent goes?
Well, you know, when you're trying to figure out what do the Packers really need to do to get to the next level, and you see what St. Brown has done for Jared Goff and the Lions, and certainly Justin Jefferson is perhaps the best in the NFL, and he plays for the Vikings, that, you know, the Packers don't seem to have that. Jaden Reed, who ended up being their leading receiver last year, he's trailed off in the last month or two. Either team's taken him out, or they can't quite seem to find the ways to scheme him. But listen, you know, people like, oh, Christian Watson, he's getting hurt all the time. No, he played in 15 games this year. And, you know, he's the guy that when they line up at 6'3", 4'3" speed, you watch the safeties back up. The guy suffers not only a torn ACL, but apparently there's other damage to that right knee. He could be out a year. I mean, you know, it's happening. Even as Jordan said, yeah, it's unfortunate it happened this time of year, not only for the playoffs, but it's late in the season. They may not get him back until Thanksgiving or Christmas of next year to rehab that thing.
Yeah.
So it's a huge loss, and suddenly, you know, Brian Gutekunst has got a brand new must-have need going into free agency and to the draft this year to replace him. So the other thing is just the passing game has trailed off, and it seems to happen at the same time where they really figured out to open up games with Josh Jacobs, the great running back acquisition they made in free agency out of the Raiders, and you know you see as his numbers go up. For some reason, Jordan Love's go down. Now, Jordan suffered the knee injury, missed two games, week one against those Eagles in Brazil. When he came back, you know, he was sore, but then he had the groin injury. It's just in the last month, they can't seem to get the play action going. And I've heard some pretty good analysis to say, you know, when you have Aaron Jones and you're running the outside zone scheme, you know, the quarterback's got to make that stretch, but you're also moving. You're moving linebackers. You're moving corners or safeties to the outside. And with all this kind of run up the middle they get out of Josh Jacobs, those guys are still there. And so, when it comes to the play action fake, maybe Jordan Love is missing a second, a beat or something, where he's got just a little extra time to get the ball off or for these plays to develop. But they have not gotten that. They've not gotten guys wide open like they did last year, and that's a head scratcher.
Yeah, I'm very confused. This is the most confused I've ever been, I think, going into the playoffs for the Packers, because they totally dominated a pretty good Seattle team a few weeks ago. And then they played the Lions and the Vikings, which I think they're on the equivalent of the Eagles talent-wise. And it wasn't good against either one of those teams, really. So
that's been the feel of the locker room all this week. Like, you know, they claim that their confidence didn't take a hit. It would be, but it, you know, when you think about a year ago at this time, when they had to win to get into the playoffs, and they were the Cinderella team because they're the youngest team in the NFL, and here they're getting into the playoffs, and then they pull off that masterpiece against the Cowboys, who clearly just took that game for granted, and the Packers just jumped out to that huge lead last year and really competed with the 49ers. And this year, it seems like they're kind of running out of gas there at the end of the line, and it's been a head-scratcher as to the things they've got to fix.
Yeah, there's an indie film out called Green and Gold that Packer fans have to see. But I was listening to the Packer pregame last week, and they did an interview with Craig T. Nelson, who's in that movie. He sang the national anthem at Lambeau last week, right? Is that right?
Yeah, Craig T. Nelson, who was the star of Coach. All those years. He's 80 now, and as he was standing there, and when we're standing at attention in the press box, I'm thinking, okay, Joel's going to ask me about this. How do I describe this?
Yeah.
The word that came to mind was respectable. Right? He did a respectable job. I mean, he's
80.
He's a baritone. He's not going to win American Idol anytime soon. But he did a nice job, and it was a huge thrill for him. He said some very nice things about, my gosh, you know, what a box to check off on your bucket list.
Yeah.
The national anthem at a football game between the Bears and the Packers at Lambeau Field. So he was thrilled to do that. But this film is like about a farm family, I guess, that are huge Packer fans, and he plays the grandfather and maybe gets to go to a game or something.
Yeah, check it out, Green and Gold. Now, my question to you, Mr. Clemens, if the Packers beat the Eagles Sunday, is that it for Nick Sirianni? Is he out? Are they going to boot him out?
Oh, I don't see. That's a good question. You know, he made some really key moves though to save his job. He gets Vic Fangio as his defensive coordinator, and to utilize the depth that they've got on that Eagles defense. Howie Roseman, the GM, look, he's got these Eagles, you know, in the postseason again after winning the Super Bowl. Coming up short by one game, you know, against the Chiefs in a Super Bowl, and knocking on the door again, who is one of the best teams in the NFC. And then Kellen Moore, you know, nobody's talking about this. I asked Jeff Hafley about that. That's the guy who was the playmaker, or the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys, that Mike McCarthy kind of got rid of because he wanted to be the play caller down in Dallas. And you know, look what he's been able to do. And it doesn't hurt to acquire Saquon Barkley, who rushes for 2,005 yards.
Yeah,
and
nice.
You know, they've adjusted their offense for that. Would this mean, unless Nick Sirianni makes some serious game management mistakes, I would not think.
Or a blowout.
Or there's somebody out there that, you know, that Jeff Lurie thinks would be a better coach to get him to the next level.
Yeah, we got Badgers Gophers tonight in college basketball. I want to touch on the Brewers because we're starting to think about spring training a little bit here. They made a few moves yesterday, signing a few players, right?
Yeah, and they signed five guys. They got this Nestor Cortez, who they just picked up in the trade with the Yankees for Devin Williams, and he signed for $7.6 million. Trevor McGill, who was, you know, the default closer last year when Devin Williams went down with that injury. Aaron Savalier, one of the starters, Yoel Piamps, they all got signed. The deadline came and passed last night, and they were unable to sign their catcher, William Contreras. He's asking for $6.5 million, and the Brewers reportedly only offered $5.5 million. They're $1 million away, Joel. And it's like, oh, my, is this going to be like Josh Hader or Corbin Burns all over again? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Contreras did such a good job in managing those pitchers and making the calls and, you know, a clutch home run hitter in those games last year. You know, pay the man.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to go to binding arbitration now.
All right. Well, good luck on your flight to Philadelphia. Do you have an office at the Philadelphia Stadium too? You got one at Lambeau. Do you have one out there too? Or
maybe you can work on that. I'm working next contract.
Next contract. Safe travels to you, Mike. We appreciate you taking time to update us, and good luck. Go Pack, right? All right.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike Clemens. He is our 98Q sports reporter for Civic Media. He follows the Packers, the Bucks, the Brewers. He'll be in Philadelphia. He's flying out there. He'll be there in the locker rooms, and we'll chat with him next week. You'll hear his sports reports. Packer football Sunday, 1 o'clock, the pregame, 3:25, the kick. We've got it for you right here on 98Q Country. We will get to the birthdays, and then we'll get the gray area. We're going to tell you who's going to win every game this weekend. We haven't done this much at all this year. Football predictions, but Gray and I are going to delve into it coming up after the birthdays. If you got a birthday for us, 715-762-3221. We'll get to those after the news.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Those Santa Ana winds strong in parts of Los Angeles again today, but they are expected to die down later this afternoon. The wildfires out there have killed 10 people and destroyed 10,000 structures. The Supreme Court last night denying Donald Trump's last-minute appeal for a delay, meaning he will be sentenced in his hush money conviction this morning, and on January 20th will become the first American president ever sentenced for a crime.
Despite repeated attempts to delay the sentencing, overnight the president-elect called the decision fair, but vowed to appeal his conviction.
I read it, and I thought it was a fair decision, actually. So I'll do my little thing tomorrow. They can have fun with their political opponent.
Trump faced up to 4 years in jail. Now he will face no real punishment at all. The judge has said he would impose an unconditional discharge. No jail time, no fine, no probation.
ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky, the Labor Department releasing December jobs numbers this morning. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, January 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Minocqua Public Library invites families to come to the community gym for a family fun day jungle adventure. They'll have a jungle safari obstacle course, a jungle cruise scavenger hunt, crafts, snacks, and a story. Once again, it's happening Saturday, January 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., at 415 Menominee Street in Minocqua. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that he signed an executive order declaring an energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot has more.
Winter weather around the region is to blame, as it's impacting the distribution of residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane in the state. The Public Service Commission's Office of Energy Innovation says that multiple suppliers report challenges such as long lines at terminals and having to drive further distances to collect needed products. This Executive Order No. 253 will allow suppliers to get caught up from weather-related delays.
An Alberta Clipper system is expected to hit the state on Sunday, bringing widespread snow all day and creating more travel delays. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks are on the road. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Then on Sunday in New York against the Knicks, Giannis Antetokounmpo leads the Eastern Conference with the highest average of points scored per game. Afterwards, you'll find Giannis every night sitting in front of his locker with ice bags on his knees and feet and a timer set for 20 minutes.
Except one. He's not going to be mad at me. Except one that Brooke took. I didn't like that one, but overall, I feel like we're playing good basketball. We're finding open guys, and when we do that, we're very, very, very hard to beat.
NFL, the Packers in Philly Sunday to take on the Eagles. So how do you stop running back Saquon Barkley, who has rushed for over 2,000 yards this season?
He does a great job with vision to get guys, peeking in gaps they're not supposed to be and exploit that. And when he does, get into, open space, he can make a guy miss and take it to the house.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, Gianna Nearing and Kendra Pritzel each had 15 points in the first half, and the Butternut Midget girls cruised out to a 30-9 halftime lead, and they coasted to a victory over LCO last night. Lizzie Pritzel had another nice night with 7 points and 13 rebounds, and Olivia Hammond and Virginia Augustine also with a good defensive night, getting active on the boards with 7 and 6 rebounds respectively, and it was the Butternut girls beating LCO last night by a score of beating Elk Bowler, I'm sorry, was the opponent, 60-29. For the Butternut Girls, nice win. The Medford Girls topped Northland Pines 64-26. The Winter Girls beat Flambeau 48-36. Rib Lake went over Mellon last night, 65-34. It was Barron topping Ashland, 45-22. And the Phillips girls get a win over Three Lakes, 63-46 in non-conference action. On the boys' side, Mellon, they beat LCO, 80-45. Flambeau boys topped Winter, 77-32. And you had La Crosse Central beating Medford in boys' action last night, 41-22. Busy night tonight all around the area. The Shawamigan High School here in Park Falls will host a boys and girls doubleheader, hosting Auburndale, girls at 5:30 and the boys at 7:15. Two games for the price of one at the Park Falls Gymnasium tonight. Same thing in Phillips. You got actually four games going on, two JV and two varsity games, as Newman Catholic comes to Logger Camp. The girls will play the first game at 5:45 for the main gym and the boys at 7:15. The Phillips wrestling team will be at Cadott tomorrow for a wrestling invite, and Team Seal Hockey will be on the road tomorrow. They travel to take on Pacelli and the Butternut Girls on the road at Washburn for a conference tilt tonight.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Get ready for the premier ice fishing derby of the Northwoods. The Butternut Schnorr Lake Association annual fishery is January 18th at Bobbers on the Lake, Lakeview Drive in Butternut, Wisconsin. Competing four divisions, walleye, crappie, northern, and perch from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. $10 fishery tickets must be purchased in advance at the Butternut Feed Store, St. Clair Rod, Bobbers on the Lake, or Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Cash prizes, trophies, and free fishing for kids 12 and under. Don't miss raffles, prizes, and a gift card drawing at 5:30.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
All right, all right. I'll believe it. Let's get to our birthdays and a cake drawing, too. Celebrity birthdays, if you're celebrating here on this Friday, the 10th of January. You share your day with Jared Kushner, the New York real estate developer, landlord, and investor, is married to Ivanka Trump. And he is a senior advisor to President Trump from 2017 to 2020. Kushner is 44 today. Marcus Bagwell, the former WCW wrestler, now wrestles independently. He's 55 today. Yvonne Handler, the actor from TV's Californication and, others, 64 today. George Foreman, Mr. George Foreman Grill himself. He actually was a boxer at one point, too, believe it or not, for those of you who don't know that. Yeah, he was a very good boxer back in the 70s, 80s. George Foreman is 76 today. Thank you for the grill, George. Great, great. He didn't invent it, but he put his name behind it also. Frank Sinatra Jr., the legendary Frank Sinatra's son, set out to be a singer as well, but he ended up serving as his dad's musical director. In 1963, he was kidnapped and held for ransom, was released safely in exchange for $250,000. He passed away while on tour back in March of 2016. Frank Sinatra Jr., born on this day in 1944. Sal Mineo, I always am confused on how to say Sal Mineo's last name because it's a hard one, Mineo. The Bronx-born actor, he appeared in a couple of James Dean movies, like Rebel Without a Cause, for which he earned an Oscar nomination. Born on this day, 1931, Sal passed away back in 1976. And Willie McCovey, part of the Pittsburgh Pirate We Are Family team from back in the 70s and a Hall of Famer. Willie McCovey, born on this day in 1938. He passed back in 2018. A couple local ones before we do the cake here. We've got happy birthday wishes to Rebecca Carlson, who is celebrating a birthday. See, that birthday is today. And that's from your mother, Jane. So, Rebecca, happy birthday to you. We have Carrie Sack, who is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Carrie, happy birthday to you from your husband, Roger. Hope you have a terrific day today. Cassie Burris, happy birthday to you. Mom called in to wish you a very happy birthday. And Elijah Krieger is celebrating a birthday also today. Happy birthday to you from your great-grandma. Let's put you all in the big box here. It's a high-tech process. We have no accounting firm overseeing this drawing today. It's every person for themselves. Oh, wait a minute. Austin showed up. Dang it. I was just going to rig this whole thing. Sorry, Elijah. How we doing, Austin?
Doing good. Had to practically kick the door in, though. Tried to barricade yourself in here.
Are you awake?
Barely.
All right. All right. Here, I'll let you do the drawing then, since you're here.
We've got to keep it legal, after
all. I'll let you take responsibility. The accounting firm of Austin, Toby, and Gray overseeing the...
We're once again back in business after the new year. We took an extended holiday.
Yes, a new partner, Toby, also. We welcome in Toby as a new partner to
We had to keep up team morale.
To the accounting firm, yes.
Besides, everybody knows if you have a dog, you're trusted more.
He's in charge of retrievable plastic rings in the accounting department, yes.
He's also our unpaid therapist.
That's right.
That's how we avoid having a health insurance plan.
Yeah.
You just have a dog.
Who is the winner of the cake there, young man?
It's Clark Shrewinski with his first birthday.
Way to go, Clark. All right. Congratulations, Clark Shrewinski. A free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One here in Park Falls.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 4 above. Tomorrow, cloudy, 21 with some snow tomorrow night into Sunday. We could end up with a couple of inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. Late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
98Q Country.
Grab your pencil, grab your abacus, because we're going to tell you who's going to win every single playoff game this weekend. Our NFL picks, a delve into the gray area, coming up next to 98Q Country.
Just watching her blonde hair sunburn, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona. And it's sunshine. Happens, and there's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them gone, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy. And it's sunshine. Cool.
98Q Country, our guy Jake Owen, and the morning show. Taking a delve into the gray area here this morning, we're going to do something we haven't done in quite a while. We haven't really made any picks, I haven't anyway, throughout the season. And we have Greg Gunderson, our afternoon guy, and we have our football aficionado, Austin Brume, also in studio. Gray, how we doing?
Quite well, quite well. That's what I call Austin. That's Austin Sports Brume over there.
Sports Brume.
I ignore the extent of my sports knowledge as a Packer game every Sunday.
Oh, we're going to get you involved here. So we got six games this weekend, Now, have you during your show, I know I listen sometimes and all the time, have you at any point made any predictions whether the Packers would win, or do your listeners just assume, Gray, that you're thinking the Packers are going to win every game?
It's both. I'm sure any loyal listeners I have, all three of them know that I'm a Packers guy, so I'm going to pick Packers every time. But I actually really truly feel it's justified in this case, especially with the landscape of the season for the Packers, their loss early on. I think we're just more ready. I don't know. That said, I admit that could be a homer thing, and it really kind of does look like a coin flip game, but I haven't touched any of the other games. I did say explicitly Packers win on Sunday.
Six games. So all six here, we're going to pick them straight up, no point spread, and then we're going to say over under on the total. So we got Chargers 11-6, traveling to take on the Texans. It seems like if there's a first week of wild card games in the National Football League, the Houston Texans have always been playing on that first week. Seems like they're always in the wild card game. So the Texans 10-7, the Chargers 11-6. This will be played in Houston, so it'll be an indoor contest. Who do you like there, Chargers, Texans?
I've got Chargers here. I expect it's going to be a tight game, but I don't think C.J. Stroud is in the right place right now. If they had Tank Dell, maybe, but Mixon's been a little bit off lately. They haven't been able to get that running game established. I like D'Amico Ryans a lot, the coaching, the front office that the Texans have going on. And Joel, just like you said, the fact that they're on the fringes every year, it feels like. Yep, they're there. They're in the dance, you know? They bow out early, but they're in the dance. So they're going to get it together sooner or later, but I just don't think it's this year. I've got Chargers winning by, I'd say, about 3.5.
Chargers are favored by 3. 42.5 over-under. You going over or under on that?
I'm going over on that game. I expect close, high-flying. I expect C.J. Stroud to have a good day, but just not quite good enough.
All right, so Gray takes the Chargers in the over. I'm going to take Houston just for the fact that they're at home. And they're a decent defensive team. And just to be different, I'm going to be under on that. Austin,
Toby,
if you had a Charger and a Texan in a WWE wrestling-style ring going at it, ding, ding, no-holds-barred match, the Charger and the Texan, who wins that contest, Mr. Austin Brume?
I'd go for the Viking fan randomly come out of left field, even though it's not their game.
Okay.
Go Pack!
See, if Big G gets it, though.
So you're saying the Viking horn guy is coming like from under the ring or from the crowd?
We're doing true WWE style. It ain't his day, but he's there anyways.
So Chargers, Texans, Austin takes the Vikings. All right.
I'm more of a Packers guy, though, but they're not really known for that.
Game number two, Steel, perfect pick. game number two, Saturday night. The Pittsburgh Steelers, 10-7. Mike Tomlin has never had an under 500 season, and he's always in the wild card weekend. It seems like they're traveling to take on the Baltimore Ravens. They're the division champ, and they are 12-5. This game will be 31 degrees, they predict, at game time. Gray, Steelers, Ravens in Baltimore.
Ravens. Ravens are my pick for at least making the Super Bowl. Whether they win depends on whether the Packers are there with them, but I take the Ravens to unseat the Chiefs at some point if necessary, or to beat whoever unseats the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
All right, so we got over, let's see, what is this, 43.5. The Ravens are favored by almost 10 points in this game at home. Wow.
Yeah.
So we're doing these just straight up. So you take the Baltimore Ravens. I think this is Lamar Jackson's year to get there. I think he's going to get to the Super Bowl this
year. Same. I think Derrick Henry was the piece that they needed on offense. They are going to be without Zay Flowers, though, so one of their premier pass catchers. But remember, Baltimore has what I would consider one of the best tight end combos in the league between Mark Andrews and their newer pass catcher, Isaiah Likely. I will say, though, that because of Mike Tomlin and his history against Baltimore, this one is kind of, I've got two games here kind of pegged for upset watch. This one, I've I want to qualify, give myself a chance to be wrong with some grace. This is the one that if I'm wrong about this one, it'll be least surprising to me, I think. Steelers, Mike Tomlin, just that is one heck of a coach. And without Belichick in the NFL, Tomlin's my pick for maybe best coach still around, especially by tenure. No one else can touch it.
Next to KOC, of course. I'll take the under on that and Baltimore. Do you want the over or the under with Baltimore?
I'm 43.5.
43.5.
Over for sure on that one.
He's going over on that one. All right, young Austin Brume, we have a Steeler, a hard-nosed worker Steeler from Pennsylvania, a guy who works in the steel mines, versus a Raven in a cage match. This could be a large animated Raven. Whatever you want with the Raven, who wins this contest?
Thinking Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven.
I mean, I don't know a thing about either team, but Ravens are a cool bird, so I'm going to go with the Ravens.
He will take the Ravens. All right. No interference from the outside on this one.
If you listen closely, Austin, you may be able to tell that Joel is aware of your ignorance.
Yeah, I'm brought in here as a casual perspective. Do I know anything? No.
Joel,
I'm going to pick a team.
I think he's on to us.
The early game on Sunday, the third, they'll do all three of the AFC games first. So the early game Sunday at noon has the Denver Broncos at 10-7 with their hot shot young quarterback traveling to take on the Buffalo Bills. Temperature will be 30 degrees. It'll probably be snowing in Buffalo. It always is. So the Bills are an obvious favorite in this game. They're favored by 8 points. Who do you like, Bills, Broncos?
I'm going with the easy pick here. Going with the Bills. I know that's not how you're going to make money, but you especially don't make money when you lose the bet. So go Bills and
Yeah, over under 47.5.
I'm going under on this one, and I also will mention this is my other upset watch game. The Broncos, Sean Payton, that defense has looked pretty solid, and Bo Nix is capable of surprising, but he doesn't have that experience. This is going to be a big game. He's shown up well in his first regular season, certainly a lot better than many watchers of football expected. Is that enough for a postseason victory over the Bills in their current form? Oh, I don't think so.
I got Bills on the over. You've got Bills on the under. I took Baltimore, by the way, also on the under. Not sure if I said that. So this is an easy pick. It'll be a huge upset. But we turn to young Austin Brume, and we've got a Bronco, which is a large, muscular stallion horse in this limited WWE-type ring against the Buffalo Bills, which is, I guess, is a buffalo? I'm not sure what a bill is, but
you know, I'm not sure either. Come to think of it, their logo is the buffalo, though, so I think we credit them and say it's the buffalo.
Let's just say buffalo versus a large bronco type horse in a large WWE type ring. Who do you got there, Austin?
I mean, I got to go with the Broncos. I got a buddy that grew up in Denver.
All right. He totally ignores my analysis of the animals itself. It just goes off the board. Bob, I'd like to go off the board and take my buddy for 100.
That's right. He's a good buddy.
your logic is unwelcome.
So the Broncos in the upset. I like that. You may be the wise one on Monday on that. Commanders, we got the let's do the second game on Sunday. That's the Packers. Packers 10-6. The 11-6, the wild card travel to the Eagles, the division champ, 14-3. Philly is favored by 5 in this game. Do the Packers have a chance here, Mr. Gray?
I think they have a chance. Realistically, subjectively, I think it's a very close game with the Eagles taking a slight edge, especially if we can't contain Saquon Barkley. And if they've got Jalen Hurts, the passing threat is real. Honestly, their backup quarterback's pretty threatening too. But anyway, main point, I expect a tight game. I'm going to call it that the Packers win, but I'm calling it that because of Homer bias. Frankly, I think the Eagles have a little bit of an edge here.
45.5, over under on that.
Under on this one. Close, but under.
All right, great takes Packers and under. I take Eagles in the under on this. I just think the Packers are going to struggle. Offensively, they struggled against the Vikings offensively until late in that game. And in Philadelphia, I mentioned this to Mike Clemens. If the Packers can win this game, there's a pretty good chance they could get Sirianni fired.
Maybe.
They could get Sirianni fired.
He was in a
fired.
Weird spot at the beginning of this season, but he showed well. He proved he's got most of the locker room on his side. That said, it's Philly, and it always feels like they're one loss away from absolute mayhem. So flip a coin twice and let me know what it says.
I'll take Eagles in the under just because I think the Packer wide receiving core isn't ready for this type of game.
And
you'd take the Packers in the under. I take the Eagles in the under. Mr. Austin Brume, we have the eagle, the devastating beak of the eagle in a ring versus
a cannery worker.
A cannery worker.
who originally made toilet paper at one point, way back in the day. So who do you like? The insatiable pecking eagle or the strong-armed factory worker of Green Bay?
I mean, I've been horribly disappointed and completely embarrassed these past couple of games, but I got to stick with the Packers. Got to go with the home team.
All right. Just for the fact that your Packer could, like, wield a gun.
I'm a Packer fan to the soul.
You could wield a gun.
Even though it hurts so much.
So Austin is all for shooting Eagles. So Eagles are down. Packers are in.
There you go. It's Joel Karnick has spoken.
Game number 5. Sunday night, the Washington Commanders, who are 12-5, that record surprised me, 10-7, the Buccaneers get a home game on this, 56 degrees, Tampa Bay is a 3-point favorite in this one. Who do you like there, Gray?
I'm going Buccaneers on this one, and I'm thinking the 3-point favorite sounds about right. The points line on this one is 50.5, though, so it's going to be pretty tough. I know that these have been high-flying offensive teams. I know nobody's thrown more touchdowns than Baker Mayfield since he became a Buccaneer, and of course, Jaden Daniels, rookie sensation on the Commanders, Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry there, and this one's going to be a shootout, but 50.5, that is a huge number to cover. I'm going bold. I'm going to go over on this one.
Okay, and who do you got winning?
Buccaneers.
The Bucs and the over. I like Washington. I think they're for real. I think.
I do too.
I think Mayfield is the real deal. Mayfield's having a great year too, but I think Washington's too much here, and I'm going to take the commies and the over on that. The Washington Commanders and the over. All right, young Austin, we have a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, a pirate, a tough pirate versus a communist. Who's going to win this one?
I'm hearing Ronald Reagan grumble when you pick the commies to win, Joel.
I've got some ancestors in my blood right now going like, excuse me?
I think you're going to hear gray pretty soon here. The commies or the pirates?
Commies or the pirates. Who's going to...
I got to go with the pirates just because I never did outgrow my 8-year-old fascination.
All right. Well, the pirates. And what will the form of death be by that pirate? Probably a sword to the jugular, something like that.
Keel haul.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Keel haul. Nice.
So Monday night, as you can tell, this is just a deep, deep analysis of these games. And then Monday night, we got the Vikings and the Rams. This game has been moved. It was going to be in L.A., but because of all the fires out there, they're going to play this game in Arizona. The Vikings are 14-3, but they're the wild card. The Rams are a division winner, 10-7. The Vikings are a 2.5-point favorite on the road. This is a tough one. This is a really tough one with Matthew Stafford, Super Bowl champ, leading the Rams. Who do you got here, Gray?
I'm picking the Vikings, but this is... I actually didn't mark this one as one I'm keeping an eye on for an upset because I don't really expect it. But there is, I'm still going to qualify it. If Sam Darnold doesn't figure it out over this past week, you guys are toast. Like, he better stop seeing those ghosts. He better stop throwing high because the Rams are going to penalize that every time.
He was the only element missing from their team last week.
Right.
He was the single element. The defense played really... I know Detroit scored 31 points, but that a lot of it was late in the game.
Yes.
That he was the missing element. If Sam Darnold shows up, the Vikings could be in the Super Bowl. If he doesn't, like he did against Detroit, it's over.
I think this game is the first example of that exact phenomenon. It's this game hinges on Sam Darnold. All Vikings victories flow through Sam Darnold. And he's got it in him, but it's whether he knows it. And he didn't know it last week. That is for sure. That was ugly. So if he got that out of his system, great. The Rams can't stand a chance, especially with the offensive attack that was really shown well against the Packers. I think that would work well against the Rams with their defensive scheme, given the similarity that Jeff Hafley has with a lot of the same defenses that the Rams have. There are quite some key differences, but I don't know. I have this hunch.
The fact that I would have leaned toward the Rams if this would have been in L.A., but the fact that it's now on a neutral field, I'm definitely going with the Vikings and the under on this.
Yeah.
I think the neutral field is a big factor. People may not think so, but I think that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
And that's, I mean, it's only been the Rams' home field for the last, what, 4 or 5 years now since they moved from St. Louis, but it's home to them now.
Still different,
and yeah, they've clearly, if you look at games played in that stadium, got the home field advantage there, as you would expect them to after a little bit of time. So I agree. I think the neutral game helps a lot.
47.5 over under. You want over or under on
that? I'm going under on this one. I think the Vikings look dominant in the first half, but the Rams figure it out in the second half, just not quite in time.
The only game that you and I totally agree on. We both take the Vikes and we both take the under. Young Austin Brume, we have a pirate type Viking again. We're doing a pirate thing here with the Vikings. They pillage. They weren't good people at all, and they get to challenge one of the most glorifying animals on the planet, a ram with the beautiful horns swirling on the left and right side of its forehead. Who do you like, the pirate or the ram?
I got to go with the Ram, because as a Packers guy, I would rather die than ever saying I have any faith in the Vikings.
Oh, I knew that was happening.
And I'm holding a grudge from that last game.
Hold on, though. Hold on. Let's not forget, he picked the Vikings to win the Texans-Chargers game, though.
Yeah, so he
does believe in the Vikings, not in any logical way.
Austin does.
No, that was a historical Viking that I went with.
Austin does have the Vikings winning this weekend, but somehow, some way, they will be the victor in the Houston Charger game.
Wait for
game.
It.
Yeah.
Weirder things have happened.
So there you go, folks. The picks for this weekend, we'll see. Someone's going to do, our picks are pretty much a lot of opposites, so it'll be interesting. We'll analyze it on Monday going into the Monday night game.
Only one of us can not be 100%, though, guaranteed going in. You and I have potential. Austin's toast with that Vikings pick.
Completely.
That said, there's no way we're both right, Joel. I wonder who will be closer. Watch us split it 3-3.
I think with all six games this weekend, Gray, I can safely say there's only one game, the Bills-Broncos game, that I really feel strongly in, and who's going to win that game. The others could go either way, wouldn't surprise me.
This isn't any given Sunday list, 100%. Honestly, if you flipped coins, I think you'd get as close as, I mean, obviously we've got, we're the football experts of the whole east side of the Mississippi, so we're going to be pretty close all the time.
Of course.
But I mean, like, honestly, you flip a coin, I think that's as good as any expert analysis on a lot of these, because, I mean, it's football. The number of variables are huge. Predictions by default are pretty foolish, but they're fun. So here we are making them. I think it's going to be a mess.
And Austin's predictions have everything you'd want in a WWE match, including interference from the outside and those darn Vikings.
I was watching wrestling last night, and there's a lot of interference.
Very good, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
that's
Joel.
A delve into the football gray area here on 98Q.
If Shanna Golden brings you Perfect Pork and 98Q Sports Reports. Now join Wolf Farms and me for the grand opening of their retail division on Saturday, January 11th, 236 South 2nd Street in Butternut. I'll be broadcasting live from 11 to 1, so stop by and get local with grass-fed beef from the Emmer Family Farm, Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce, Tetzner's Dairy Treats, and Wolf Farms Pork. Enjoy all-day drawings and samples from Wolf Farms and the local businesses and vendors they bring you. Don't miss it, Saturday, January 11th in Butternut. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook.
Featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items. And as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe. More food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk, with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Looking to build or remodel? Reinhardt's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. This winter, take the chill out with blown-in fiberglass insulation to reduce heating bills. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is here to turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Reinhardt's Lumber today. Family-owned business serving the community since 1971. Your project starts right here in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home?